this section, you will learn about the format of the MCAT, and then we'll share general test-taking strategies. The next section, Prep 2, shows you how to master the verbal reasoning section. This section is made up of reading comprehension questions on a variety of subjects, including social science, humanities, and selected natural sciences. And finally, Prep 3 contains a lecture review of the important science concepts drawn from biology, organic chemistry, physics, and general chemistry. I know that may sound like a lot of work, but try not to worry or panic. Whatever time you can devote to listening to the MCAT Audio Learn will help prepare you for the MCAT. If you only have a week before the MCAT, you'll probably only have time to listen to the audiobook one time through. But don't worry, that is enough to help you get a good idea of what to expect. If you have a month or two, you can review the audiobook several times to help solidify the information. This will help you be even more prepared. Whatever the amount of time you have before MCAT day, remember to stay calm and collected. That's good practice for how to adjust your attitude for the actual test.
The majority of the test is passage-based. Passages are presented, and you have to be able to understand, interpret, and draw conclusions about what you have read. The nature of the test has several implications for how you prepare. John, why don't you tell us how to prepare for the science passage-based questions?
Of course, Anna. Science is one of my favorite sections. Here are some guidelines for the science questions. Remember, the science questions come from the following subjects: biology, organic chemistry, physics, and general chemistry. The first guideline is that you must read the passage before answering the questions. This part of the test measures your ability to take in scientific information and use that information to answer questions. Even if you know about the subject matter, you will not be able to accurately answer the questions without reading the passage. Read for the main ideas. Try to put the main idea of the passage into your own words. You may find it helpful to take notes as you read. However, don't go overboard. If you do want to take notes, you can use the scratch paper to do so. Remember, this is a computer-based test, so you won't be able to take notes on the passage itself. Take brief notes, only at the level of main ideas of the paragraphs. Getting too detailed in note-taking can also slow you down. You need to strike a balance between reading briskly and retaining enough information to answer the questions efficiently. While you don't want to go too slowly, you also should avoid skimming. Skimming may have been of help in the SAT or other reading comprehension tests, but these questions are much more theoretical and complex. Skimming will only confuse you. Instead, read every word, but read it quickly. Adopt a confident posture as you read. Think, "I can do this." Even if the material is unfamiliar to you, you should be able to figure out most of what you need to know by reading the passage. If you come across a confusing part of the passage, don't spend too much time on it. The point of the science passages is not to master every nuance of the content, but to understand it well enough to answer the questions. Remember, this is a time-based test. Test takers who spend time rereading difficult parts of passages will run out of time. Don't fall into that trap. When you come across charts, graphs, and tables, notice them but do not spend too much time on them. Pay attention to the main idea of the chart, graph, or table. Ask yourself, what is the point of this visual aid? What does it show me? To surmise the main idea, look at the title, labels for axis, and headings. For questions that involve math, you should read the answer choices before you begin doing your calculations. In many cases, you will be able to estimate rather than calculate to reach the correct answer. This saves valuable time and mental energy. Estimation and rounding are important math skills to brush up on for the MCAT. If you reach a question that is difficult, guess at it and then write down the question's number on your scratch paper. This way you can come back to it later if you have time. This is a much better strategy than leaving questions blank. This way, if you are unable to return to difficult questions, you will still have a 25% chance of getting the correct answer. Don't read the questions first. You won't be able to remember all of them, and you will just have to reread them again after you read the passage. This wastes valuable time. Now, let's talk a little bit about the actual test day. If you've ever done any